This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. In thinking about Black History Month this year, Canton Repository guest columnist Ron Ponder approached the paper with a slightly different way of raising awareness and dialogue about the importance of the designation. Is the celebration still relevant? He reached out to more than a dozen local leaders, Black, white, women, and men, to get them to share their own personal stories. All this week on WKSU, we're bringing you some of their voices. Today, we hear from Rabbi David Komarovsky from Temple Israel, Canton.
The first thing anyone said to me in my Africana studies class in college was, "What are you doing here?" For 11 weeks, I was the only white person in the room. The woman next to me had questions, and so it turned out, did I. I needed to shift my perspective to gain clarity. I needed people to tell me what was in my blind spot. I had grown up in a racially and ethnically diverse neighborhood, a Jewish kid who thought I had the complete picture. It took being the only white person in the room and the willingness of my classmates to challenge my assumptions to reveal some of what was in my blind spot. And my classmates saw me as white. I had unknowingly been benefiting from systems that were designed to keep people in their place. It took people whose experiences of these systems had been radically different than mine to teach me that we are always either enabling or dismantling. There is no third path. I am compelled as a Jewish person to see myself as if I had personally been redeemed from oppression. I am also called to acknowledge the role that I play, even unintentionally and unconsciously, in perpetuating broken systems. It is a timeless challenge to ask ourselves and each other, what are you doing here?
David Komarovsky is the rabbi at Temple Israel Canton. Tomorrow in our series, Perspectives on Black History, we hear from Courtney Brown with Habitat for Humanity of East Central Ohio. You can find more at WKSU.org.